Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help, and I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Root Cause Radio. This is our first show at our new time, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We are so excited to have all of you with us for this broadcast. My name is Bella Marie, and if you are new to Root Cause Radio, if you are new to our family here, please know that here at Root Cause Radio, we are delighted to be the premier resource for family caregivers. Root Cause Radio is sponsored by the American School of Symptometry. The American School of Symptometry is the only authorized teaching and training arm of symptometry, the originator of root cause therapeutics. Symptometry exists to eliminate disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. And each week here on Root Cause Radio, we are covering different health topics, actual illnesses, as well as health practices, right? Best practices in terms of lifestyle and in terms of dietary choices that you can make at home, the adjustments that you can do at home to get started or to move yourself further along on your journey to optimal health. As I mentioned in the beginning, my name is Bella Marie, and if you want to hear today's show or any of our past podcasts, you're going to want to save Root Cause Radio in your favorites. Again, that website is rootcauseradio.com. And you can really consider that your one-stop shop, not just for our past shows here at rootcauseradio.com, but also for opportunities to connect with us. Yes, if you email us at that page, we will respond. We also will have our upcoming events, any live events, any virtual webinars on that page, as well as self-help tools to take you further. The American School of Symptometry does have online programs. Quite a few of them are actually free of charge, but there are some advanced ones, too, that you can access from that website if you're interested in any particular topic. And you can even suggest and request course information and support information as well. So if you don't remember anything I just said, as long as you remember rootcauseradio.com, you will be in good hands, because when you get there, you will find everything that you need. Now, we have an exciting show planned for you today, because this is actually one of our resource shows for our caregivers. Okay, a lot of the times, one of the top questions that we've had sent in via our message system, or even when people respond to the online courses, are what signs am I supposed to look for, and how do I know how do I know my health or the health of a loved one is in danger, so to speak? How do you know when someone is on the decline? So we are going to go ahead and visit that topic today, right? This is our Listener's Choice podcast. But I'm also going to be sharing some excellent resources with you that you can use at any time on your own. Some of them are free. Some of them are advanced resource tools, of course. But you can decide where you want to start at and really how you want to move forward with helping yourself or your loved one. Okay? So let's go ahead and start at the end, if you say, right, in terms of working backwards. These are some signs. This is some information that you'll definitely want to take advantage of, because no one lives forever, per se, right? We all have a finite amount of time here on Earth. But while we're here, we want to have top quality of life, right? We want to be fully engaged, fully present. And even if you happen to be battling illness, you still want to know the warning signs of decline, right? So let's go ahead and go through some of those right now. If you have a question or a comment and you press the number one, I'll be able to see it, or our technician will be able to see it, and we can handle either bring you on air or follow up on your question as well, too. So we're delighted to have you with us for our Listener's Choice podcast. So things to notice and take advantage of, okay? Usually when illness sets in or people start to change or decline, what you'll first notice is that their habits change, right? First of all, it could be increased sleep, right? Sleeping or dozing more, okay? It could also be a new pattern of insomnia, okay? And insomnia, you want to remember, has a couple of different aspects. It can be the inability to fall asleep, right? We've all heard of those people who toss and turn for several hours, right? It could also be falling asleep but not staying asleep through the night, okay? And this is not just, it could be when you wake up to go to the restroom, but you go back to bed and you're not able to go to sleep. It could also be waking up for no reason at all, right? Not because you need to go to the restroom, but you go to bed, you've been asleep for maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours, and all of a sudden you're up again, right? You may be able to fall back asleep. You may not be, right? And the third aspect of insomnia is also not feeling rested when you wake up, okay? So some people will not think they have sleep issues if they're able to sleep 6 to 8 hours a night, but they wake up still tired and not well rested. But that is actually also an issue and a concern, right? That's an issue and a concern, something for you to make note of and certainly address, okay? You also have another sign you want to notice and make note of is change in the eating habits, of course. Eating and drinking less is the most common. But, ladies and gentlemen, here's why it's important, okay? Because, again, when we eat, when we drink, what is that process doing? That is how our body is getting the access to the nutrients, right, that it can break down and pull out the raw materials it needs for our processes. Now, sometimes it's something simple, right? Some people have extreme dryness of the throat, if you will, and they are not able to eat a meal without drinking throughout the meal, okay? That is a concern. However, and that is something you want to address, but if there's a pattern of a sudden change or loss of appetite as well, that is also a major red flag that you want to pay attention to for yourself or anyone that you're responsible for caring for. Also, it could be change in social patterns, talking less or even talking more. Now, talking more is a more common occurrence in children, right? Especially under the age of 13, under the age of 10, they're more likely to be talking more when things are amiss and they can't really put their finger on it. But with adults, teenagers, and older, you will notice them becoming more withdrawn. So pay attention for those social patterns as well. And also, it's kind of hard. I'm chuckling a little bit because some people, most people, most adults especially, do not want to talk about their bathroom habits, right? However, fewer and smaller bowel movements is a concern. Less urine output as well is also a concern. Also more frequent urination as well, okay? If there's an increase in pain or bruising, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make a note of this as well, and as well as changes in blood pressure, breathing, and heart rate. Now, most of the time, people only monitor their blood pressure at home if they have a history of hypertension or if the hypertension runs in their families. But it is something important to notice. Other ways that you can check your blood pressure without the machine is literally checking your pulse rate, right? When you start your day in the morning,
versus after going up and down some stairs or doing some or halfway through the day. You can start by checking your pulse because that's an indicator. But the reason why you want to get regular readings of your blood pressure, even if you don't have personal history or family history of hypertension, is so that you can have a good baseline, right? The top number, the systolic number, lets you know how your heart works when it's pumping, right, how hard it's working when it's pumping. And then the bottom number lets you know how hard your heart works at rest, okay? And another way of looking at the numbers, the way symptometry helps people look at those numbers, is that the higher the top number, the more plaque buildup you have in your arteries, right? The higher the bottom number, the weaker your heart is overall, okay? So you want to keep that in mind, and that'll also help you look at those numbers a little bit differently. So even if you may just get a reading when you go to the doctor once a year or twice a year for a physical exam, but you would still want to go to your local pharmacy. A lot of pharmacies will do that for free, have the blood pressure cuff by their pharmacy section. And now there are also apps, right, the smartwatches and the smartphones. There are other ways to check without really inconveniencing yourself that much. So you do want to get a baseline for your blood pressure because that will also help you when dealing with your blood professional. And then also any temperature changes. Yes, you may feel hot, and most people know that as running a fever. But also if your skin is cool, moist, right, not sweating from exercise, but moist just on its own, or even paler, paler than usual, that is something important to note as well. And any congested breathing or changes in breathing patterns and mucus buildup. Also pay attention to your mental state or your loved one's mental state, confusion, seeming to be a daze, forgetfulness, poor follow-through. Some of those mental health symptoms we think of as just the signs of living in Western society, right? Our fast-paced world, we have so many things pulling at us in terms of technology, in terms of work, in terms of family. We really almost give ourselves a pass when we start noticing forgetfulness and mood changes or confusion and things like that. But those are really important early warning signs that will help your health professional, your symptometrist specifically, help you beyond before it develops into something more serious. Okay. Now, if there's an issue with, eyes glazing over, change in vision, things like that, you are going to, like severe changes in body temperature, or even gasping. Some people will cough during their sleep. Okay, or cough throughout the day. All of those are more severe warning signs. And so you want to make a note of those things in supporting your health and in supporting yourself, as well as in paying attention to your loved ones. Now, these are actually things that you can make note of. The reason why we encourage people to take advantage of the no-cost private health consultation with a symptometrist is because most of these symptoms, if you mention them to a primary care physician, they will most likely maybe recommend some rest in addition to running a blood test, right, a blood analysis to see where your biomarkers are, right, your different hormone levels, see what your immune system's doing if you're secretly fighting something that you don't know you're sick with especially. So it's definitely good to communicate that with your primary care physician. But if you even if you don't have a blood analysis done and you notice these patterns and you're uncomfortable with the response and support that you're getting, you want to take advantage of the private health consultation with a symptometrist so that you can get further insight. For example, with the coughing, for example, what you will want to keep in mind with coughing especially is notice how long the cough has persisted, whether it's a dry cough, if there's any mucus production, if it only comes, if the cough only flares up while you're talking, or if it's consistent while you're at rest also. And if you don't have anyone in the house with you to check whether you cough during your sleep, you may want to use your smartphone or some sort of device to do a recording at night. And it, you know, worst case scenario, you'll have 8 hours of relative silence and you'll just delete it. But if you are coughing during your sleep, you are going to want to notice that, because that coughing, that persistent cough, especially if other symptoms are present, are indicative of the very early stages of heart failure. And that's something I got from my own personal consultation, and I was able to get in front of even before diagnostic tests and things from my primary care physician was able to show that information. So, again, everyone wants to be around as long as possible and live a full, meaningful life. So you do want to check that and use these tips of the warning signs in the different areas so that you can be mindful of that. I did also promise you some tools and resources that you can use. And if you've listened to our show before, then you've heard these resources, but it looks like we have so many first-time listeners with us as well, with our growing community. So I do want to make sure that we mention these to you as well, okay? So in through the Root Cause Radio website, you can access the no-cost e-course with the Introductory to Root Cause Therapeutics and the Downside of Nutrition, right? Some of those no-cost e-courses. For more advanced support, you would actually want to get the book, The Downside of Nutrition Part 1, or the book, What to Consume. Now, again, The Downside of Nutrition is Part 1 is the flagship book of symptometry. In this book, in the first part, it goes through the enzyme chart, which lets you know which foods are more taxing for your body to process, right? For example, foods that naturally have molybdenum or vanadium in them, it's harder for your body to get out all of those nutrients because most of your body's enzymes, what your body has set aside for that meal, is going to be used to break down those naturally occurring minerals, right, the molybdenum and the vanadium first, before even attempting to address the other nutrients that are present, the nutrients that you actually need, right? So you could accidentally put yourself in an enzyme deficit, making yourself more vulnerable to illness and disease, right, that office cold that's going around, simply by eating foods that have naturally occurring vitamins and minerals that are either insoluble, right, they don't dissolve in water, which your body uses to break things down, or are simply just too taxing for your body to break down, okay? So that is a heads up. And The Downside of Nutrition really goes into a lot of detail about that. For example, there's a chapter specifically dedicated to fish, right? They have chapters on vegetables, different fruits, even on the different quality of water. I'll give you a little bit of information if you want in that regard regarding the impact of even simple things like thyroid health, right? The general vegetables, zucchini is generally considered a healthy vegetable, a proactive vegetable. However, for a person with thyroid challenges, they would want to reduce or completely stay away from zucchini. A lot of people who have constipation or digestive problems, they will turn to prune juice, but prune juice is highly acidic, okay? It's highly acidic. And so if you have other health conditions, consuming something highly acidic on a regular basis to alleviate your constipation is actually making those other conditions worse and leaving you more vulnerable over the long term. So that's just general information. If you want more, the downside of nutrition is certainly available to you. And we will also have the founder of Symptometry, Dr. Maxwell Narte, and some of our health coaches along on each podcast to dive deeper into those topics and give you the supporting information. The book, What to Consume, is literally what it sounds like. It is not just a list, but a detailed analysis of the foods that are safest to consume, no matter what your health challenges are, with the regularity, right, the frequency that those foods are recommended to consume as well. You can use that book to add to your recipes or have more variation in your diet. And in case you don't have the book, The Downside of Nutrition, the book What to Consume does come with your guide, your enzyme chart guide as well. And this is a really good section because, again, each chapter, even though there's a chapter and everything's detailed, it does have the list in each chapter of the recommended foods, and then it also has the breakdown at the back of the book. So if you were just grocery shopping and you wanted your cheat sheet list, you would have that directly as well. For example, let's go ahead with what to consume. Let's look at mustard. Okay, let's look at mustard. Mustard's antimony trisulfide drives oxygen into the cells, right? This is why brown mustard, the spicy brown mustard, or even yellow mustard is ideal for cancer treatment and prevention. Now, of course, there's a lot more to the science than that. Eating mustard alone will not completely prevent cancer, especially if you have a lot of the other risk factors for cancer, right? A compromised genetic system because it runs in your family, or you are in a solution where there, an environment rather, where there are a lot of high pollutants and things that are making you more vulnerable as well. However, that little tip, I do use the spicy brown mustard on my sandwiches because why not add that little extra inch of prevention? I also got the prevention recovery package from Symptometry as well. Also, it flips through the book in terms of spices, right? Cooking and variety and the advantages of the different spices. There's some of them you may be familiar, right? Cumin, cardamom, basil, bay, turmeric, right, ginger parlor. Some of them you may be familiar with, but there are quite a few in there that if you're not already familiar with, you can go ahead and add them to your use as well. And then the other resource that we want to share with you is also as you grow in your knowledge and as you continue to let us support you, you will be able to adjust and tweak your recipes on your own. As a matter of fact, we are excited to be bringing back our delicious cooking segment to be a regular feature on our Root Cause Radio podcast. So what we have for you is a homework assignment, if you will, right? What you can do is let us know which recipes you are most interested in having and enjoying from us, right? There is the Delicious Cooking Cookbook. The Delicious Cooking Cookbook is actually available on Amazon and the other major online retailers where you can get that, and that goes through the different recipes with breakfast, lunch, dinner, even beverages, side dishes, snacks. It's really comprehensive, and it's in color too, so that's a great resource guide for you there. But whether or not you have the book, we want to hear from you. Go to our rootcauseradio.com website and just use the Contact Us feature to share. Go to that page and share whether you would like recipes for beverages, for desserts. Are you looking for crunchy snacks, savory snacks? you know, lunch, dinner, like the heartier meals. We would love to hear from you so that we can deliver the recipes that you are most interested in hearing and using. And then, of course, we would love your feedback and your success stories when you take advantage of them as well. So that concludes our Listener's Choice podcast for this evening. Again, the website where the replay of this show will be available, also the website where you can let us know which recipes you want, what kinds of recipes you want, is rootcauseradio.com, www.rootcauseradio.com, sharing the secrets of optimal health and the top premier resource for our family caregivers. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing from you. And if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with a friend and invite them to join us again next week, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, rootcauseradio.com. Bye-bye, everybody.